Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. He loves us. God loves us. And the more we know him, not just of him, but know him, the greater things we can do and accomplish. We believe God, we love him because he first loved us. He inspired us with his love to love. The love of God is our life. The love of God is life. Life comes out of God's love. Without God's love, you can't transfer life. You can't represent it right. A man can teach on faith, but if you teach it without love, it's pointless. It won't work. Faith comes from love. Faith works by love. Love is the first part of faith. And when we take God at his word, he will honor his word. And you can live the rest of your life having faith in his word and operating and living a wonderful life. Now watch this. And barely know God. The Lord will bless us and teach us and help us, and we can go forward. But we learn by stages. We start out born in this dark world. We don't know him. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what we're capable of. But when the Lord knows us, when we learn him, we get to know him. We get to know him. And we relate to him. We grow better. Our stages get stronger. We grow from stage to stage. Well, glory to glory. When Paul said, some grow from glory to glory, and he showed it was God's perfect will, that we do grow from glory to glory. The glory to glory is stages. We grow from stage to stage. Some people were wounded in life, so what needs immediate attention is getting healed from their hurts and their wounds and their weaknesses and their problems. So to them, in their growing stage, they were introduced to the love of God. They have a devotion for him, but they have all these problems, and they want them solved immediately. And their goal may be just to live a normal life, or what, no better than their parents, just a good life, a healthy life, or whatever inspired them on this earth. They may want to live to that plateau. You know, some people come from a very broken home, and they watch the Brady Bunch or the Cosby Show, and they see a functioning family in a warm, cozy house, and that's all they want. That's the plateau that they have their eyes set on. So when they get to their healing point, that's what they expect out of the Word of God, out of God. And if God will just get them to that point, they'll be all right and they'll be fine. And I understand that. I've been there. I understand it. But when you get to know the Lord as a person and he relates to you, he can cause you to do things that's even greater that you would love to do. And he knows this. But you're going to have to, that requires trust. And trust, you can't trust a stranger. Relating to God gets God out of the stranger stage. He's helping you out, but he's still a stranger. You know, some people have estranged parents or grandparents, and they send you money from far away, but you don't know them as a person. You don't know where they came from. You don't know what their everyday life is like. But every birthday, they acknowledge you and they send you gifts. And one day your parents take you to see your grandparents. Or your mother takes you to meet your father. They're divorced, but he's in another state. And you finally get to meet this guy that's sending you all these gifts. Or your parents take you to your grandparents' house. You may know once the ones that live near you, but not the ones that live on the other side of the country. And when you get there, you see how they are and what kind of people they are and what they do for a living. And you might become close. And then when that happens, you want to go back. And you start calling them and talking to them in dialogue because you learn who they are. And then to those who were divorced and they finally meet their father or their, you know, their estranged mother or whatever, you get to see how they are, what kind of person they are, how loving they are, or whatever they are. You get to see it for yourself. God is no different. We can believe Him. We can grow from glory to glory. We can increase through the stages of life. But we must get to know Him in order to proceed to where we really can go to. There's much more available for you than just the set plateau of what's called normal. Some people are afraid of drawing near to God because He might call them to do something that they don't want to do. But I've lived on both sides of this thing. I follow God because I made a vow. Some things I would not have done or I would have had a problem with. But I made a vow, so I had to do it. I had to rise up. I had to just make it happen. I had to pray, sometimes fast, to get myself to do what I had to do. I had to drive fear out of my life. I had to drive apprehension out of my life. I had to get rid of caution and just do what God said do. But I found out that when you do this, it works. And God can increase you in a great way. I love what I do for God. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love Him. And I love relating to Him. And I love the next step. I love what He's about. And I want to know Him more. That's why I say He thinks of everything. I'm amazed when I say that. Every time I say He thinks of everything. And He tells it to me at the most perfect times. And I understand that He's got this. He's got our backs. He thinks of everything. He thinks of things that we can't consider. And that's the Father I know. That's the God I know. I'm learning Him. I know Him. And I'm learning more about Him. And I love everything I learn. And it motivates me even more. Hear me good. It motivates me even more to serve Him and acknowledge Him and know Him. Now, God loves us. And He's going to ever increase us. And He can do this. And it's a relief. A relief. To not be bothered with how I got to do what I got to do. I'm relieved. I don't have to come up with a plan. I just operate the plan that He received, that I received from Him. And it works. And while I'm doing it, it worked better than I thought it could. You got to be in agreement if you're going to follow God. Jonah was not in agreement. He was not in perfect agreement with God. He got to a point that he would barely obey. He finally got to a point that he would do what God said do, and he was still reluctant. All right, I made another jump. I'm not reluctant. I haven't been reluctant against God's will for a very long time. I can't remember the last time I was reluctant against doing something God said do. I have to really think and consider. When I was, last time I was reluctant. Because I attacked it. Everything that's not of God or the opposite of God, I rebuke it, I attack it. I drive it out of my house. I drive it out of my heart. I don't want the wrong thoughts in my being. Everything that's not like God got to go. I started confessing that years ago. One day I just got tired. I said, I'm tired of these reluctant thoughts, nagging thoughts. Doubt, problems. I said, everything that's not like God got to go. I would not. I said it so that I could hate it. And then I said I hated everything that's not of God. I don't just not like the things of the world. I hate them. I say it from the heart. And then my mind finally lined up with it. And every time I say that I hate the wickedness of this world, my mind is processing what my mouth is saying. See, if it's in your heart and you speak it, you affect everything. You affect your opinions. You affect how everything about you is affected by your words. So when you say, I can't do this or I can't do that, you're increasing the volume of what's wrong. When you don't want to hear something on the radio, you turn the volume down. If you're saying something you don't want to believe, turn the volume down. Don't say it. Speak life and faith. And I know it's a challenge, so if you slip and do it anyway, that's gonna happen. I'm just being fair with you. That can happen. But continue to increase. Because everything of God is increasable and everything of Satan is defeatable. You're getting to a point where you're going to defeat it. You're going to make markers. You're going to pass milestones. You're going to laugh against the things that trouble you in faith. You're going to have the joy of the Lord in this situation. It's your heritage. It's your legacy. It's your heritage, so receive it. It's your legacy. That's what you leave behind. People are going to know you differently. People that knew you in the past will remember the weaknesses. And when they're reacquainted, they're going to see the growth. And people that know you now, they're going to remember you at this stage or the next stage. As whatever stage you're in, when you talk to people and dialogue with people, that's what they're going to know. That's the version of you they'll remember. But people that knew you before, when you go down in history, they'll say, well, at one point they were this way. Then some things happened and they became this way. And then they did this. And it's going to astound everybody. And people are going to say, wow, how did that happen? He did what or she did what? How did they do that? Because they kept dialoguing with the Lord. That's the beauty of a relationship. God will stop being a stranger. He'll be more of a father. Jesus is our Savior, but he doesn't have to be our stranger. Some people have a mother and a father, and one of them may be a stranger, or both of them may be estranged from them because of life circumstances. Jesus is our Savior, but sometimes he's also our stranger. The word reveals him, but if people are not receiving the word, they believe a version of Jesus. They believe what they've been taught about Jesus. And some things people teach about Jesus is just wrong. But when you read the word for yourself, the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Plain, all the parables, you see a clearer picture of who he is. When you study his word, when you read the wisdom of the Proverbs and then compare it to what Jesus did, the Proverbs represent Jesus. David wrote the Psalms, which were songs about his relationship with his father. We have to look at what's going on with God. What is he saying? When you study the Old Testament, how he got people out of trouble, they went from stage to stage. Sometimes they went backwards. If you don't persist to go forward, you will go backwards. That doesn't have to happen. But God loves us. He's going to help us go forward. And we can remain in a forward state of growing. And not just settle for a wonderful plateau. You'll make that decision when you get there, whether you're going to go forward or stay on the plateau. The plateau is better than where you are. You can always go better. But see, our life is healing from stage to stage. We can heal enough to be comfortable. We can heal enough to survive. We can heal enough to live comfortably. We can heal enough to thrive. And we can heal enough to thrive and take others to a thriving point. See, if you get to a point where you're thriving, you're doing good, life is better, you're prospering, you don't have to spend every dime you make anymore. You're saving, you're continually saving, and you're blessing people along the way. You're comfortable. And then you look around and you see the needs of others that were just like you. And you want to do something. That love of God is boiling in your heart. You want to do something. That word of God that you've taken time to receive is like fire shut up in your bones. And you want to be a blessing. And you start praying for people. And you pray for your loved ones. They're going through trouble. And you know that they don't have to go through it. You're looking at it from another angle. At one point, you couldn't see yourself at this point. I've been there. I know this is how it is for everybody that will grow in the Lord. I don't know. Then it's aggravating because you don't know how to help them. You don't know how to get the point across. But the Holy Spirit does. And he knows how to use you to do it or whether to use somebody else. See, it doesn't matter. I just want the job done. Some people can't receive from me. I understand that. In certain conditions, they might. If I was able to spend time with them, they might. Or they might not. Or they may. And I just don't know. But the Holy Spirit does. And so the Holy Spirit, when he knows the whole outcome. So sometimes he'll give me a dream about a person. And then he'll tell me what to say to him. To my surprise, I was the only person they listened to. And I thought they wouldn't listen to me. I can't judge. Some things we just can't judge. With coming out of darkness, we are lousy judges. I refrain from judging people, especially their intent. Because I'm terrible at it. I'm not good at judging. I don't even know how to judge myself. I know right and wrong. I know when people are doing right and I know when they're doing wrong. But I can't judge their intent. My track record of judging whether a person will listen to me a lot is not much better either. But God knows all things. So whatever he give you, whatever he brings to you, that's your hot spot. That, my friend, is going to work. You're going to have success in that area. It can, and the purposes of God can be different than what you think. Sometimes you may do it with the intent of one outcome, but God has greater outcomes in heart. He knows what's going to happen. But what he does is can be a milestone. Follow through with what God is saying. That's the only way you're going to get to know him. Relate with him. Talk to him. Dialogue with him. Don't give up so fast. Get the answers out of him that you want. Keep after him till you get all the answers you're that you can be satisfied with. That's not wrong. God wants you to persist. He wants you to knock, seek, and ask. You got to break through the darkness. God's not trying to hold answers from you, but Satan is. You're just going to have to break through. All the stages have their own glory. That's why we grow from glory to glory. One glory may not be sufficient for the rest of your life. But receive him from, learn of him from glory to glory. And do all that's in his heart. Now, I happen to be out of time again, but the Lord is not. He is. He controls time. He's much greater than time. And he can say words that will minister to you all day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.